Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. On this program, we'll be listening to one long, beautiful piano piece, Das Jahr, of Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel in a stunning performance by Sarah Rothenberg. Fanny Mendelssohn lived from 1805 to 1847 and was the older sister by 4 years of Felix Mendelssohn. Her general and musical education into adolescence was practically identical to that of her brother. The two talented children studied piano and composition and analyzed the works of Bach and Beethoven. They probably worked up their musical idiom together, very likely with Big Sister leading the way. Felix showed everything he wrote to Fanny for her comments and advice throughout his life. But her father, who encouraged Felix's professional aspirations, forbade Fanny to perform for fees or to have her music published. The greater part of her output is unpublished to this day. Her oeuvre includes songs, works for piano, music for organ, chamber music, choral works with and without orchestra, and an overture for orchestra. The manuscripts remained in the hands of her family, who kept almost all from public view for several generations. It is only in recent years that many of these pieces have come into the light, and so it is with the work we will listen to now. This monumental work was published for the first time in two volumes by Furore Edition Kassel, Germany, in 1989. Fanny met her husband-to-be, the painter Wilhelm Hensel, when she and Felix went to their parents to see an exhibition of his paintings. It was love at first sight. They wanted to become engaged at once, but Fanny's mother was skeptical of the artist's ability to support a wife and wanted the couple to wait. And wait. Their secret engagement went on for nearly 6 years while Wilhelm was in Rome. Wilhelm had to promise on his word of honor not to write to Fanny. But he did something else by way of maintaining their bond. He drew the whole Mendelssohn family from memory, portrait after portrait, and sent these Raphaelesque little pictures to Fanny's mother. This, as one might guess, softened mother's heart. She wrote him expressing her cordial thanks. Thus the ban on letters was circumvented, for Leah read the letters from Rome aloud to Fanny, and in the end she came to understand the love between the two. Fanny and Wilhelm were married in 1829, when Fanny was 23. An old woman by those standards. 10 years later, in August 1839, the Hensels set out with their 9-year-old son, Sebastian, on a journey to Italy. The time they spent there turned out to be the happiest in all Fanny's life. In Rome, the Hensels' life centered around the French Academy under the directorship of the painter Ingres. Fanny became the focus of much attention. Introducing the young Charles Gounod and other French artists and composers to the keyboard works of Bach and Beethoven, she was respected not only as a virtuoso pianist and composer, but as an emissary of German musical culture. Fanny's time in Rome was also her first extended adventure outside the Mendelssohn family enclave in Berlin. The whole thing was a liberating experience and led her to a strengthened sense of identity and her ultimate decision to publish upon her return home. The creative culmination of this liberating experience was the composition of the ambitious piano cycle, Das Jahr. Composed between August and December 1841, a year after the Hensels returned to Berlin, the work is an unusual musical diary. Epic in length, yet intimate in its use of the solo form, the cumulative effect of the work is personal and original. Because the architecture of this work is so well designed, I want to play the whole cycle without interruption. There is a piece for each month of the year, and they could be played as separate pieces to fine effect, but to hear the development of the entire arc of the work is what we have an opportunity to enjoy tonight. So I'll tell you a little bit about each section. January serves as an overture to the entire cycle, quoting musical ideas which are developed in the following movements. Subtitled A Dream, it leads without a break to February, the month of the Roman Carnival. March was the month of Easter, and a Lutheran chorale emerges in the piece. And so it continues, with each month's piece expressing a particular idea about its place in the calendar. The pianist Sarah Rothenberg's liner notes tell us that the tumultuous emotional activity of Das Jahr closes in a spirit of contemplative resolution. The postlude chorale, Das alte Jahr vergangen ist, the old year is past, evokes both the material present and an echoing past, moving us resolutely from the personal to the universal, and to a larger sense of time, one that transcends that of the individual. Here we are, then, with Das Jahr, the year in its entirety. It will play for the duration of our program.